Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is it, a record-breaking jackpot night. It's America's favorite jackpot game coming to you right now. This is Powerball. We have got an estimated, here it is, $580 million jackpot. Boy, I hope you've got those tickets. Good luck. Let's take a look at tonight's numbers. First up, we've got the number 5. Next up, it's coming down now, is the number 23. Next number up is 16. After that, we've got the number 22. We're going to round it out tonight with the number 29. All right, now, for tonight's winning Powerball number and for that over half a billion dollar jackpot, it is the number 6. Good luck, everyone.
Well, there's Sam Arlen, who is the announcer, winning numbers in this week's record-breaking $580 million Powerball jackpot. Why not, right? Let's have some fun with this. That's where we get started. This hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the talk hosts all excited about this and listeners excited about it. Kind of nice to have a diversion from the fiscal cliff and the political back and forths. This is something that captures lots of people's imagination. So let's see how we wrap ourselves around it during this hour, at least in part, this hour devoted to a discussion of Powerball. And yeah, then we have to get to the fiscal cliff that certainly is going to tweak a lot of people as well. 800-510-8255 always gets to us. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Make your own way in here. Here is talk host Bruce Allen, along with Mark Lewis. They talked to psychologist Dr. Michael McKee about why most of us buy these lottery tickets when we know we really feel down in our deepest heart of hearts, soul of souls, that we're not going to win.
Why do we throw logic out the window, Dr. McKee? Buy all these tickets when the jackpot is so big. When the jackpot is big, our chances are even smaller to win.
Our chances are smaller and smaller. You've got it. Yeah, it is a little irrational, but on the other hand, if you count it as entertainment money and expect you're spending it just for that, then it's fine because that's a whole lot of money out there. And somebody could win. You know, you do get a little irrational, as I say. So you think since nobody's won, your chances go up when they've been going down. But where I work, it's probably the same where you work. A lot of people talking about it, and it gets you away from usual activities during the day, usual talk about weather, the ball games, all the things everybody talks about. Here's something that's exciting. You know, everybody's asking everybody else, what would you do if you won? What would you do? Would you quit your job? Would you stay here? What are you going to do about everybody who suddenly friends you? You've got 5 million friends on Facebook. What are you going to do when they're lined up at your door knocking for a handout? It livens up the day, and if you can afford it, you know, if you're really counting on this and you're spending grocery money, don't do it. But if you can afford to have some fun and add to the social life at work and in your group, then why not?
Well, as we mentioned, you are an expert in this field. You are a psychologist. There's actually something called what? The exceptional mentality, where people, for instance, if they're a smoker, they say, I won't be killed if I take a drag on the cigarette, but the other person might be. Isn't it the same with the lottery ticket, which says that, okay, the other people are going to lose, but I may win?
Well, that's exactly right. I can tell you right now, you're not going to win because I have the winning number. And there are lots of us out there thinking that way. It's also true that we think irrationally about the numbers. So if they haven't turned up for a while, we think there's a higher chance that those numbers will come. They haven't changed at all. And we kind of like the unpredictability. I think that releases some of the excitement chemicals in the brain and the body. It's unpredictable. We're not quite sure what's going to happen. So it's safe to say to yourself, somebody's going to win. It might be me.
Why not, right? 800-510-8255 on the countdown, the Powerball jackpot, the number. I'm trying to figure out whether somebody stepped forth at this point in time. Let me do a little more research while we listen to talk host Jan Michelson with Terry Richards, the CEO of the Iowa Lottery, about people who claim they have a system to beat the system.
I was watching one of the Talking Head shows this morning. They had a guy coming on that had won the lottery like 8 times.
There are a lot of people. We love the people who come on and say they know how to win because that just helps sell tickets. But anybody, if we don't do our job right, or we do our job right, which means that anybody who plays should have an equal chance to win. And his theory was kind of an interesting one, and that is that you play all of the Powerball numbers, and then you know you got at least a winner. And we actually have a pick 'em all or play 'em all button on the machine. You can go in and ask for it. You get every one of the 35 Powerball numbers. It's $2 a play, so that's $70. And a lot of people who do office pools take that because they know they got a guaranteed winner, at least on the Powerball number, and they win at least $4 out of the deal.
Now, you passed me by. I have no idea what you just said.
Okay, let's say it's lower. Anybody has an idea, that some theories on how to win, and we post all of the numbers and which ones have been picked the most often, but we have to assure, and we do assure, that anybody who plays has just equal chance as that guy would.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's probably playing more dollars than most people do, and
okay,
you're going to win more if you play more.
But what's a Powerball number? I thought they only come up when you're there being picked.
Good point. Well, when you get your ticket, it has numbers on there you're trying to match. So the Powerball is the red ball at the end. We draw five white balls and one red ball. And so if you do a play 'em all, you'll get 35 tickets, and each ticket will have a different red Powerball number on it. So
35 in order to get a $4 winner for sure, you have to spend $70. Hey,
for sure.
How do we do it? Volume.
It's part of the state. How we find ways to help that. And the nice thing is, the best part of it is, those that don't want to play don't have to play. It's an optional play, but it's been entertaining, and obviously it's a dream, and the odds are unbelievable. Some people say, well, I'm going to spend $129 million or $179 million, and I can buy all the tickets everywhere.
Yes.
Problem is, we can't print tickets that fast, and the second problem is,
why not?
There'll probably be somebody else that might win, and then you'd have to split it, and you'd lose money anyway. So we just say, play a few dollars, have some fun.
800-510-8255. Apparently, a couple of winning tickets were bought for this jackpot. The one, if two win it, that's how, you just split it in half. Two winning tickets were sold. One was in Arizona and one was in Missouri. Additionally, 8,924,123 players won smaller prizes. Again, the numbers that were drawn: 5, 16, 22, 23, 29, and the Powerball number was 6. It is very interesting. $579.9 million by the time of the drawing. The cash option is worth $379.8 million, and after taxes, that's about $240 million. Selling 7.8 million tickets an hour. People spending $15.6 million an hour for a chance to win this jackpot. Huge volume. So, listen, 800-510-8255. One more dip into this mind-blowing experience in a moment here on the countdown.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Amberin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Amberin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-830-7670. That's 1-800-830-7670.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
800-510-8255 on the Real Talk Radio Countdown Show as we try to put a cap on this discussion of the Powerball $580 million jackpot. Don't bother telling the Powerball winners that a lottery is just a tax on those who flunked math. With a winning ticket in your hand, or even just a dream of one, who cares if the odds against these folks exceeded 175 million to one? It's just money. Here are our hosts John McCurry and Robin Colbert talking to lottery expert Dennis Kelly about how much money people tend to spend on lottery tickets when the jackpot gets this big.
Do most people spend $10 or under? Do they spend $20 or under? And what's the max that you've heard of somebody spending on the chance to win all this money?
Good question. Statistically, people will buy 2 to 5 tickets when the jackpot gets this high, and that's for the casual player. Where you do find larger purchases is where people are pooling their money. And I think you've seen this in regard to there's a winning number, and it's everybody in the factory or everybody in the company had shared in that pool. Some of that pool buying gets into the thousands and thousands of dollars.
Wow. Yeah.
I know it. And some people, as you said, yeah, the casual players, we're all going to be all right when we don't match those numbers. But some people really do get way too carried away, really don't have the financial resources to be doing that. And just with a pipe dream that it's going to come their way. And that's the sad part of the whole end of it.
Boy, does that happen? Does that happen much, Dennis?
Yes. All ends of the spectrum. You do have the casual buyer, but you also have people who, unfortunately, look at the lottery as the retirement or perhaps just the last opportunity to, you kind of fill in the blank, whatever that happens to be.
Yeah.
But I think if you look at it on a positive standpoint, it's a dream. And for most of us, we're about our daily lives, and we don't have much room in it to do much dreaming. We sort of have left that behind in our childhood. So kind of just take a pause and a break for $2. Just the opportunity to dream fancifully about whatever possibilities that you can think of. So
yeah, you're right there.
Entertainment value, I think it's healthy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen here with the review of, we've got Powerball, I think, taken care of now. It's time for us down to the nitty-gritty focus of fiscal reality here in our country, the problems with the budget or the lack thereof, how much spending there is. So we try to present on the countdown the left and the right in terms of political realities. Which people are right or wrong is up to you. You think it through, and you can comment certainly liberally at 800-510-8255. I guess conservatively as well. Here's Chris Matthews talking to Congressman Tom Cole. He's from Oklahoma, about why Cole thinks Republicans need to compromise a bit.
Give us your thinking about why it's important. I know politically it makes sense to many people that the middle class people making up to $250,000 a year get the tax cut continued, but that the people above are basically decoupled from that large, much larger group of people.
Well, Chris, I don't think taxes ought to go up for anybody. I think it's bad economic policy. It will eventually cost us jobs, and it'll eventually slow the economy, and that's going to cost us revenue as well. So I don't agree with the president on that point. And frankly, I think he needs to be a lot more specific about putting spending cuts and entitlement reform on the table. Having said that, though, if the president's willing to accept 80% of the Bush tax cuts for 98% of the American people and make them permanent, I think that is a point we should agree on, do that, and then continue to fight for the things that we believe in. Simply because we accept that part of his offer doesn't mean that we have to agree with the rest. But what I think a lot of people forget is, look, these tax rates are going up automatically unless Congress acts. I favor acting to save as many of them as possible.
Well, here's this morning, Grover Norquist, of course, the tax guy, said Republicans should drag out the tax negotiations as long as needed, he put it, whatever that means, but let's listen to Grover here.
They can give him debt ceiling increases once a month. They can have him on a rather short leash, on a small, you know, here's your allowance, come back next month if you've behaved.
Okay, wait, you're proposing that the debt ceiling be increased month by month?
Monthly if he's good, weekly if he's not.
The last time that Congress fought with the president over the debt ceiling, it caused our bond rating to drop. Why would this guy, Grover Norquist, want to have this happen on a monthly basis where we're jeopardizing our credit standing in the world every month? What sense does that?
You know, I think what caused our bond rating to drop is simply the fact we're running unsustainable deficits and we're not dealing with our problem. That's exactly what the speaker's trying to get at. In terms of this issue, again, look, these are all people I like. These are people I agree with philosophically. But I also want to, you know, do a good deal for the American taxpayer, including 98% of them. If we can take care of their issue, I think we'll win the debate. I think they agree with us fundamentally that increases in taxes on anybody cost jobs. That's not good. But as long as the sword of Damocles is over their head that their taxes might go up, I don't think they're really got time to focus on that debate. So, again, I just think we ought to take that off. We agree with the president on that, but I respect the speaker. I support the speaker, and we'll get to a tough deal at the end of this process.
800-510-8255. There's Chris Matthews talking to Congressman Tom Cole. Speaker Boehner and some other folks have shot down a proposal from Mr. Cole. He's a member of the leadership team, helps round up House votes, told GOP lawmakers that he thought they ought to, as a matter of political strategy, extend just the tax rate cuts for those making $250,000 or less before the end of the year. And that's the position being pushed by the president and by congressional Democrats. Cole first floated the idea at a closed-door meeting of the Republican whip team on Tuesday. His comments were first reported by Politico.com. He told reporters that after another meeting on Wednesday with House Republicans, he believed giving certainly to the majority of American taxpayers now was an important thing to do. Giving certainty to you is what he thinks is important. What do you think is important? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. As much of the remainder of this hour will be focused on this important political and fiscal discussion. 28 past the hour on the countdown now.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Mm. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Mm. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here to continue the overview of the items. We have a big 10 item, the list of the top 10 that is referred to there in our, what we call the rejoin. The top 10 over the weekend is a 3-hour extravaganza of information about what's going on in the world of talk radio, inspired by the old music countdown shows when Casey Kasem or Shadow Stevens or Ryan Seacrest now does the music countdown. They're all those country countdowns. It's the same idea, same principle, only it's the world of talk that we're focused on, mostly political, the news talk world, issue-oriented talk radio, and certainly the big issue of the day and the week and the month, maybe, after the election, is our fiscal situation. So we listened to Tom Cole explain what he thought was a worthwhile compromise that the rest of the Republican leadership doesn't think will work. So now we turn to Politico's Jonathan Allen talking to Congressman Peter King about the back and forth going on between King and Grover Norquist. King said that the tax pledge was valid at the time, back then, but now he's ready to walk away from it to avoid the fiscal problems.
Grover Norquist, you've had some back and forth with him. You said you didn't feel committed to his anti-tax pledge for more than the first year that you had signed at the first Congress. He made a comment about your marriage, and then you came back and said that he was being a lowlife. What's going on with Grover Norquist these days, and how much influence do you think he still has?
I tell you, he has absolutely no influence with me. I don't think I've ever spoken to him in my life. I'm trying to think if I've even met him. Maybe I bumped into him somewhere over the years, but I have no contact with him. He means nothing to me. I did sign a pledge thing. It was back in 1996 during the whole conflict with the Clinton administration over the government shutdown, and I was totally opposed to any tax increases at that time. But to say that a pledge, an initial like taxes, lasts for a lifetime is absolutely ridiculous. We're not talking about a moral issue like capital punishment or abortion or war and peace. We're talking about an issue where obviously I am opposed to tax increases as a general rule. However, when you go into negotiations, Ronald Reagan raised taxes a number of times because that's what he had to do to close the deal. And I'm saying that if we need more revenues, I'm leaving that to the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, to negotiate the best deal he can with President Obama. And then this whole thing with Norquist came up out of nowhere. And again, going back to what you said, the fact that he brought my wife into it, I don't think he's ever met me. Certainly he never met my wife. And he better hope he doesn't. She'll knock his head off.
Nah, that's pleasant. 800-510-8255. You can also certainly react to some of the things that are said by some of the callers and some of the people who have guested on these programs that we monitor. The president urging you to pressure your member of Congress to extend the Bush-era tax cuts for everybody except those who are considered wealthy. Obama noted that a typical middle-class family of four would see its taxes rise by $2,200 if Congress doesn't extend the tax rates before the year is up. He said, quote, tell members of Congress what a $2,000 tax hike would mean to you. Call your member of Congress. Write your member of Congress. Post your member of Congress's Facebook on your Facebook and get Twitter involved. And at any rate, I guess there is a hashtag number my2k. Negotiations over tax cuts, part of the so-called fiscal cliff talks that are currently underway between Congress and the White House. The reference here is to a series of tax increases and spending cuts that could go into effect the first of next year, send the U.S. into another recession, so some say. What say you? 800-510-8255. Talk host Terry Miners with Senator Mitch McConnell about the state of these negotiations.
Where are we on the fiscal cliff? Is there a deal coming? I saw the markets go up today. Is there something bubbling behind closed doors?
Yeah, as everyone knows, we've been in discussions with the president for a couple of weeks now. I'm optimistic we'll get an outcome here at the end of the year, and but I don't have any announcement to make today other than that the Speaker and myself, Senator Reid, and Leader Pelosi over in the House are all involved in the discussions, and we're optimistic we're going to get a good outcome and be able to keep everybody's taxes from going up next year and keep the defense cuts from happening.
Does President Obama say in these private meetings, does he say, Mitch, I won the election, this is mine, this is my mandate, so let's move forward? Does he get the biggest say?
Well, we have divided government. You know, we have a Republican House. We have a significant Republican minority in the Senate. And the Democrats have a narrow majority in the Senate and the presidency. So you have divided government. And divided government means the American people expect us to figure a way to work together and come together to solve big problems. We tried that last year. Unfortunately, it didn't work. The problems are still there. And basically the same government is still here, and we're going to have to try again and get a better outcome than we were able to get in 2011.
People keep talking about the tax rates on certain income levels, say $250,000, but I keep hearing the expression revenue enhancements. You're willing to talk about revenue enhancements. What does that mean?
Well, there are several ways you can get revenue, additional revenue. One, the best way is to get the economy growing, because government is, of course, the principal beneficiary of a robust economy, because you have more people working, more people paying taxes. Another way you could get additional revenue, particularly from high-income people, which the president seems to be very interested in doing, is by capping the deductions, because the deductions principally benefit high-income taxpayers. But the tax issue has been greatly distorted by the recently completed campaign. I'm sure that there are tons of Americans who think that maybe you could just solve the deficit problem by raising taxes. So I think it's appropriate for everybody to know that even if you chose to raise taxes on the top two rates, it would produce enough revenue to pay for the government for 6.5 days. So clearly, you know, this isn't going to solve the problem. The problem we have is not that we tax too little, but that we spend too much. And while Republicans are open to additional revenue, we know that that's mainly a campaign talking point, and it won't solve the problem. So what we hope our friends on the other side will agree to do is to go after the real problem, which is the excessive spending we've been engaging in.
That is the problem, is it not? 800-510-8255. All right, so we'll pause for a moment, and then we'll align with you, your thoughts, your calls. So if you're really feeling that there's a reality here that makes sense to you, if you want to grab on to this discussion, we certainly have time and encourage you to express yourself, because that's what this is about. We'll hear from callers that have been monitored from various programs that we listen to. We have some calls that we tape and play back later for use in this program, and some of your calls live. Mix them all together, and you have pretty interesting talk soup, if you will, on the radio in the form of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
The holidays are here. I'm Risa Jill Miller. It's the season for family, friends, and most of all, food. Are you trying to decide what to make, when to start prepping, how much to serve, or how to make it a bit healthier? Sherry Steinbaugh, registered dietitian and healthy living advisor for Meijer.
We want to make entertaining as easy as 1, 2, 3. Whether you're a first-time host who wants to serve the classics, a pro who wants to put a creative twist on a traditional dish, or you want to lighten up your holiday meals but keep the flavor, Meijer is here to help.
Any ideas for changing our traditional dishes a bit?
There are so many options. If you want a flavor kick in the turkey, add a nice herb rub or go with a citrus stuffing. Instead of pumpkin pie, make pumpkin pie pops, served on a stick. Our corporate chef and team of healthy living advisors have come up with great options.
Visit MeijerMealBox.com for helpful tips, tricks, and recipes for holiday meals. You can even watch video how-tos, get step-by-step recipes, and entertaining guides.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, the Doug Steffen Good Day. Well, that's not the Good Day program. That's another program that I do. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Every day for an hour, we go through the hot hits in talk radio, and the fiscal cliff is where a lot of people's minds are. Brian is one of those people in Michigan who doesn't understand what the big deal is here.
Quite certain that the fiscal cliff is just a slope, and the Republicans have been playing chicken with the Democrats for the last 10, 15 years on taxes anyway. And it's about time that the rich started paying their fair share. The Clinton era tax rates are just dandy, but I don't think we need to go to that fix right now. What we need to do is get this economy back in gear, get some new jobs going, and take care of the company or the country. The grand bargain should be a gradual upslope thing. It shouldn't be something that happens drastically that causes the economy to tank. That's the whole point. The point is to build this economy, not to shatter it, to create the illusion of austerity, to make the rest of the world, it will make the rest of the world sit up and take notice, but they'll all be doing it from down the hole, down the ground somewhere. The depression will become profound.
800-510-8255. It's very interesting, Brian. You think that taxing the rich is going to help create more, in the same breath you say we got to tax the rich and then we have to create more jobs. What the disconnect is that you don't realize, apparently, that the people who have money are the ones who are responsible for investing in or starting new businesses. 800-510-8255. Let's listen to Bill in Maryland, who thinks we've already gone too far.
I believe we've already gone over, and we went over it a long time ago. If you knock all the zeros off of those trillions, what we are is we're like a family or a small business that's bringing in 200,000, a little over 200,000 each year. They're borrowing another $100,000 each year. They owe $1.6 million, and they've signed promissory notes for another $5 million. And then you hear these people talking about these, well, we're going to raise the taxes on the rich. What's that going to do? Knock $8,000 or bring another $8,000 in? I mean, it is insane. These politicians have screwed us, screwed our children, and screwed our grandchildren. It just is beyond me why they keep reelecting the same people who are just, I mean, they have just spent us into oblivion.
800-510-8255. Who believes with that assessment on that person's mind that there isn't anger connected to it? It may be justifiably so, right? Randy, listening in Michigan, and another person who sort of agrees with the last caller, it would appear.
I think we should, first of all, the cliff is only a slope, and I do believe that it's the most fiscally responsible thing to do. I mean, my Republican friends always are worried so much about a debt deficit that scares them. Well, then let's get it in line like it will be. We'll get these taxes back. You won't have no problem. The people back when President Clinton had the big controversial tax raise, supposedly. We all agreed with him then to get the house in order. It was the Republicans that come in and ruined it by going, well, President Obama made the mistake, I believe, of putting both wars and the prescription drug plan back on the books. I think he should have left them off the books, supplemental spending, like the Republicans had it. So they would have had a vote every year on it. And then we would have found out how little they care about debt and deficit. And that, I think, would have been a good test.
A good test. 800-510-8255, an angry warning by President Obama delivered about a year ago, foreshadowed his campaign-style approach this week at pressuring Republicans to compromise and reach a deal to avoid the so-called fiscal cliff. In remarks at the White House, President urged you to call members of Congress and get people into action. There's a lot of calling being done by lots of people on both sides here. Let's see. Looks like Phyllis in Illinois, WJOL, has some suggestions.
We're spending $1,100,000,000 a year on a war in Afghanistan, which is senseless. Bring those troops home. That's $1,100,000,000 a year. Next point, Turkey. They build pickup trucks for General Motors. Shift completely to the sales room. That truck costs them $7,200, and they turn around and sell it to us for $18,000. Let's get an import tax. You want to talk about taxes? How about some import tax to equalize the funding for the United States? That those tax import tax should equalize $20 an hour American dollars. That'll help put us on our feet. As far as cutting Medicare and Medicaid, well, why don't they just toss me out in the street so I could live under a bridge? Because I live strictly on Social Security, and without Medicare, I can't possibly make it. Our Congress is too busy investing their money in the industrial complex, making a ton of money on the war. And another thing, why do we have 10,000 troops in Germany? Bring a lot of those troops home. You know, if you bought them all home, we'd be saving $2,100,000,000 a year.
You know, there's a lot to what he says. Why is it that those of you who consider yourself conservatives think that we have to spend $700 billion a year on defense? Why? Justify it, please. I'd be very interested in having a call on that at 800-510-8255. It makes no sense considering waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. The Government Accounting Office says we can get the same service for $460 billion if we get rid of all of the aforementioned problems. 51 after the hour.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen here discussing the fiscal reality. Has the GOP gambled on this crisis, this situation, whatever you want to call it? And are they losing? What say you? 800-510-8255. We'll go back to our callers. Jeff, listening in Bedford, Virginia. Jeff, go ahead. You're on the countdown live.
Yes, I believe, Doug, that this is the first time that we've ever gone to war and not had a war tax.
You're talking about Afghanistan and Iraq and where we've been the last 10
years. War on terror. This is the first time we've ever done that and not had a war tax. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, I think this war on terror ought to be taxed on the world. You know, the World Monetary Fund or something other ought to kick in, because we're not protecting the United States. We're trying to protect the world from terrorism.
Oh, that's an interesting thought. Tony, in Gainesville, Florida, you're up next here on the countdown. Hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
I just wanted to make a comment regarding the condition that exists in terms of, for example, Mitt Romney's 47%. Back in the 60s, there were futurists that predicted a couple of things. One was the knowledge worker was going to become preeminent, and there were going to be a few of them. And they would dominate the economy, and fewer people would become knowledge workers and unemployable. And right. This is what we're experiencing today.
Okay, so I said something. Yeah, the budget. You wanted to talk about the budget for the Defense Department.
You had mentioned the Defense Department. Your previous caller made a very good point. There should be a tax. If it's important enough for us to go to war, there should be a tax. But one of the reasons we have the Defense Department that we do is we do maintain free and open trade throughout the world, and we are the only country
Tony, you're missing the point. We could do that for $460 billion a year instead of $700 billion if it wasn't so much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. That's according to the government's own internal analysis. There are tens of billions of dollars at the Defense Department. Nobody even knows where the money goes. It's shameful. It's beyond that. It's criminal. So why would I or you or anybody else who has any sense whatsoever, any brains, want to give more tax money to support that kind of a system? It's ridiculous. It's
$400 million to Egypt. Why are we spending billions in Afghanistan and Iraq?
It's the same. The question, you can go through the Defense Department budget and find unbelievable waste. And you and I are paying for it, and it's time for it to stop. Here's Steve in Minnesota on the president's position regarding the fiscal cliff.
We should return to the Clinton-era tax law. Just think of that era. We had budget surpluses, and we had reigning prosperity. So I don't think we need to fear returning to the Clinton tax law. The Democrats have demonized the Bush tax cuts, and so we'll see what the demon is. The 47% who don't pay income tax, about 30% of them are going to return to the tax rolls. So it's some consolation to the wealthy who are going to have to pay more, that at least the pain is going to be spread around here to everybody. And I find sort of the connection of the Grover Norquist problem is that if we return to the Clinton tax law, then everybody next year will just want to reduce taxes, and the Republicans will be free to vote for those things without the pledge coming and interfering with that. So I think that would solve that issue as well. I think we'd all be a lot better off. We collect $4 trillion more dollars over 10 years, and it would come from every American. We've got a huge problem here, and I find the president's position of not willing to dip below $250,000 being just as intractable as Grover Norquist's no tax pledge. The whole focus is on Grover, and I find the president's position just as intractable.
All right. That's an interesting way of looking at it. I hadn't thought about it that way. That's the idea of having all your calls, so we'll think about things in a different way, like Vicky in Virginia focusing here on what the president needs to do regarding your tax code.
I would like to see a few things. Maybe a flat tax. Maybe they could agree on something like that. I cannot understand why the rich should pay more. I understand a lot of the deductions, but it seems like the people who do not have it don't want anyone else to have it. It's like if you have a sucker and I want it, you know, why should you give me your sucker? It's yours. You earned it. And I think it's going to really hurt this country by doing that. And also, I'd like to see the blame game stop, because he blamed Bush for 4 years. Well, now who can he blame for the next 4 years?
A sucker. That's funny. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks to Ken Kessler writing the script and to Michael Fortier for producing this hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.